Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are kind of turning back more green, and this includes wheat, which, of course, is the last one to come because the buying is all focused on soybeans. For the past month, we've been hearing how exports to China were going to drop and decline, and with some cancellations, it became a believable rumor. However, that said, we found that exports to China during the month of April way exceeded the month of March, and it was thought we were going to be lucky to meet March. 6.5 million metric tons versus 4.7 or 4.6 million metric tons to China in March. So that has really stimulated the soybean market. It also shows that we've got good support around that 1441 area, and that's no surprise. Now, having said that, we look at the bean market, and, of course, at the moment, we're trading higher for the week basis the, we're not now, but 1471 and a quarter would cause the July beans, if we closed over that, to then start to look for a little more rally next week. I think that the bean market is resting. That's all I think it is, and it's very rare to have a high for the crop year in during the month with the May contract. And I don't think it's the May contract putting the top in this year. That said, of course, more deliveries this morning helped to try to put a hole in that balloon, and it's not working today. I think when we look at that in time, we're going to find out maybe we don't get all these beans into the U.S. that we have been expecting or anticipating. All we have to do is just lay low here and have beans on the river when they could have actually, those deliverers could have taken 50 to 55 cents more premium over the board than putting them out at board price. Doesn't make sense unless they had another motive and they sold into the board on the rally with the thought that they would deliver and that would drive the market on down and they'd make more. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.